Well, Mr. Race and Jane broke up a romance Jane's 19-year-old niece Betty was having with 41-year-old David Page. Betty is broken-hearted and resentful, but Jane has a solution in a young man she hopes Betty will meet at dinner this evening. This episode is in alternating scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the studio apartment of David Page. But first to the Aces. It's 6 o'clock. Jane is on the phone. Marge has just come in from work. Listen.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello, Marge. Did Betty come home with you?
Betty? No. Was she supposed to?
Oh, I thought she might be with you. I'm trying to get her on the telephone now at the office, but nobody answers.
Oh, she must have left the office an hour ago at 6 o'clock. Isn't Dave home yet?
No, but he said he'd be a little late. He had to go somewhere. I'm worried about Betty. I told her dinner was at 7 o'clock prompt. I hate people that are impromptu.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, she has to be here tonight of all nights, or her name's Maud.
What do you mean she has to be here? Put that phone down and tell me what's up.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello, Jane.
Oh, I think she answered. Hello, Betty.
No. Oh, that was I, Jane.
You? Oh, Marge, this is no time for jokes. Here I invited company for dinner tonight on account of her mostly, and she's not here yet.
Company? Who?
Well, so here's what happened. This morning I got a phone call to come right down to the office.
Any call?
Yes. Well, I couldn't imagine what happened. He wouldn't tell me over the phone. Well, when I got there, he told me that Betty's been acting very formal and mad, all on account of us now letting her go out with that David Page.
Yes?
And he said he was going to fire Betty if she didn't act better. Well, I couldn't stand for that. After all, my only sister is only child. Could I stand for that?
Of course not. He won't fire her.
Oh, no? You don't know him, then? Well, I hummed and hawed, and I made him let me talk to her alone and try to make her change. So he left, and I talked to her.
Well, did you listen to reason?
That's just it. I didn't get to talk long because in walked Mr. Neff.
Mr. Neff? Well, what did he want?
Well, he wanted to see about giving his nephew a job. He's got a nephew, 22 years old, tall and good-looking, and a college boy. Well, the minute I heard 22 years old...
I get it. You got a chance for Betty, right?
That's it. At first, I wasn't even interested about his nephew. I just listened to him sort of haphazard. But when he said he was young, and I had just been talking to Betty about this older man, well, I put two and two together.
And got 22.
Yes. Oh, that's cute, Mark. 2 and 2, 22. I just got that. Well, enough joking around now. Where was I? Oh, yes. I said, well, why don't you and your nephew come to dinner tonight?
They're coming here to dinner?
Well, what's he like, Jane? Oh, anything, just so it isn't fried.
Well,
he said he liked anything for dinner, just so it isn't fried.
Oh,
well, that's what Mr. Neff said.
I mean, what does his nephew look like?
Oh, I don't know. He wasn't there. Mr. Neff came alone. He just told me that he was 6 feet tall and 22 years old. And Mr. Neff has been sending him to college to study to be a lawyer. And
oh, I see the whole situation now. We've got to have Betty here.
Oh, yes, because if she meets his nephew, I know she'll forget all about that other man.
Well, I mean, there's somebody at the door now.
Oh, a Betty?
No, it's not Betty.
Oh, he's home already.
Better tell him she's working late.
Don't tell me Betty isn't home yet.
No, dear, she isn't. She said she might have to work late at the office tonight.
What work? If she's starting to miss dinners again, I'm not only going to fire her, but I'll send her back home to her mother.
But you'll be here, I hope.
Oh, you hope?
Oh, stop arguing. You better go in and get changed. You're having company for dinner.
Company?
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you, dear.
Who's coming?
Your business partner.
And Mr. Neff.
Neff? How did he happen
Well, to... he happened to come to the office after you left. He wants you to give his nephew a job.
His nephew? Who's that?
I don't know him. He wasn't there. But Mr. Neff said he's tall and good-looking and especially 22 years old.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding about this?
No, she's not kidding. They're coming here to dinner.
I invited them. Well, you know, he felt so bad about not seeing you, and he wanted you to meet his nephew, so I invited them here tonight.
What time, Jane?
Oh, it was about 11:30 this morning, right after you.
No, no. What time are they going to be here?
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Oh, I better get fixed up a little. Excuse me. Be sure everything's just right, will you, Jane? You know the old man's kind of fussy about his meal.
I will.
Be sure dinner is ready right on time. He doesn't like to be kept waiting around.
I will, dear. Oh, Mark, what are we going to do about Betty?
Well, she may be here in time, Jane.
Oh, she has to be here. I want her to meet the nephew. Imagine her working on a night like this.
But she's not working, is she?
Oh, yes, I forgot. I lied about it so much I began to believe it myself. Oh, where can she be?
Oh, she wouldn't dare go back to see that Page man again, would she?
Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. Not after the way we told her. I'm sure she wouldn't do that.
Why, Avoiding me, David?
Well, I haven't been avoiding you, Betty.
You won't answer your phone when I call.
Well, I probably was out somewhere.
Oh, I know better than that. What is it? Is it because of what my aunt and uncle have said?
Is what because of what they said?
Is that why you've been avoiding me?
No, I haven't been avoiding you.
But you've changed so.
Have I? Well, I haven't noticed I've been any different toward you since they dropped in here than I was before.
I have, David.
Oh, stop being so dramatic, child.
And stop calling me child.
Well, it's just an old man's prerogative.
Old man. You're much younger than any other man I know.
Oh, come now, Betty.
Younger in every way.
But not in years.
Oh, what are a few years?
Nothing to you. You're 19. You can spare 2 or 3, or even 10. But I'm 41.
David.
Yes?
I love you, David.
Betty, what are you saying?
I do, David. Oh, stop laughing. Do anything but laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just the idea. Come now, child. Think of what you're saying.
David, don't you call me child again.
Yes, you are young enough to be my daughter.
Oh, please.
In fact, Betty, I have a daughter just your age.
What?
Yes, Betty, I believe she is just 19.
But you didn't tell me that you... Are you married?
Oh, yes, quite married.
David, are you... Oh, you're just saying this to send me away.
Oh, no, Betty.
But you didn't tell me this. He never said a thing about it.
Talk about it. Man doesn't usually talk about his failures. I've certainly failed there. She's the loveliest woman I shall ever know. Oh, it was all my fault, and I knew it. I'm only surprised I had the decency to clear out when I saw how miserable I was making her.
Divorce?
No, and I don't suppose we ever will be.
And you let me come here? You let me fall in love with you without even...
Come now, young lady.
Don't touch me.
Don't act like a child.
I never want to see you again. I detest
yes,
you.
Yes, the usual next line is that you hate all men.
I do. I hate you. I hate all men.
And you're...
You don't know anything. You don't know how I feel.
You feel like a 19-year-old would feel.
Yes, and you and in your smug 41 years. How do you feel?
I suppose the usual line there is that I feel like a cat.
Not you. You're too self-centered. Self-satisfied. Oh, no. You couldn't feel like a cad. You have no feelings at all.
I'm afraid you're right, Betty.
I'm only glad your life was wrecked before, just as mine is now.
Oh, your life wrecked. Why, you...
Get over it, you're going to say. I'll get over it. Oh, yes. You've made me a laughing stock. After the way I stood up for you when my aunt and my uncle warned me against you, I never want to see you again. I never want to see any man again as long as I...
Worry about is that if she doesn't come to dinner tonight, he's going to get mad and fire her.
Oh, don't worry about that. He can't fire her for not coming home if she's working at the office, can he?
Yes, but she's not working.
Well, let him go on thinking she is.
Oh, I'll have to make him think it. I hope she gets here in time for dinner.
Well, she might. It's only 6:30. I'm going to go in and tidy up myself.
Is Betty home yet, Jane?
No, dear. She's still working.
Well, I don't know what work she could have had that keeps her there till this hour.
I'm going in to clean up. Call me when dinner's ready.
All right. Hurry, Mars.
Are you sure she's working?
Oh, yes, dear. She said she might be late.
Well, what did she say when you told her my ultimatum?
This morning?
This morning when you talked to her. You did talk to her.
Oh, yes. I told her like you told me. I told her that she didn't like her altitude around the office and for her to get down off her high hat and start acting nice.
Yes? Well, what did she say?
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk very much because that's when Mr. Neff came in about his nephew.
Oh, then you didn't get an answer out of her.
Well, I know she's going to be all right.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I know because as soon as she forgets about this other man, she'll be fine, won't she?
Yeah, so when is she going to forget about him? You know how she is.
Well, if she meets another fellow that she likes, she'll forget about him.
Meets another... Wait a minute. I'm beginning to put 2 and 2 together here.
That's very good, dear. Mars made that up before.
What?
2 and 2. He's 2 years old.
The nephew?
Yes.
Oh, so that's the latest development. You're going to throw Betty at this new fellow.
Throw her? Why, he should be glad to get a girl like Betty.
Look, Jane, Neff and his family are the social bunch of this town.
Well,
now,
what of it? Suppose Betty didn't come over on the Mayfair. Does that mean that she isn't good enough for him?
Jane, please don't start this in front of Neff. I don't want any trouble with him.
Well, there won't be any trouble. Wait till she meets him and he meets her. That's all.
Yes, but she isn't here to meet him. Well, I'll see if she's working or not. I'll call the office.
Now, I just call there, dear. I talked to her. Don't call her. I'll call her.
Okay, call her. Get her on the phone.
I will.
And tell her to leave the word go. I want her here for dinner. Tell her to make it snappy, because Neff doesn't like to be kept waiting. Did you tell her they'd be here for dinner?
Well, no, I didn't. I just thought if they met accidentally.
Yes, I guess that is best, because she's just obstinate enough not even to notice the boy if she thinks you're trying to get her interested.
That's just the way I heard it, dear.
Yes. Well, does she answer? Is she there?
No, she hasn't answered yet.
Well, that settles it then. She's not there. She's going to see this other man. This is the last straw. I'm going to send her home to her mother.
Oh, now wait, dear. Oh, here she is. Hello, Betty. This is Aunt Jane. How are you?
Tell her to come home.
Oh, I'm just fine. What are you doing?
Jane, tell her to come home.
Well, we'd like to have you come home. Aren't you hungry?
Oh, that must be Ness, Jane. Tell her to hurry. I'll answer the door.
Well, Betty, we'd like to have you hurry home to dinner. Uncle Lee says that you don't have to work so hard, so just hurry home as fast as you can.
Well, Mr. Ness.
I say we'd like to have you come home as soon as you can. I know how much you like to work, Betty, but can't you let it go till tomorrow?
Oh, never mind, Jane.
Come on right away, Betty.
I said never mind, Jane.
Just a minute, Betty. There's so much noise going on here that I can't... Oh. Oh, well, Betty, you certainly did get home right away. Well, that's service for you, isn't it?
Yes, Jane. That is...
Well, Jane did her best to cover up for Betty. And now that Betty is home and through with all men, just how she's going to take to Mr. Neff's nephew, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.